Hey guys, this is Alex, a high school co-op student at Sound FM, and I just wanted to let you guys know how great a station it is. Here at Sound FM, we don't just play your top 40 hits. We play music that everyone can dance, party, or mosh to. We're a community radio station that benefits everyone, from students to adults. We are bringing the community together by playing the music that everyone wants to hear. Sound FM is a station for everyone.
Well, you're at 100.3 Sound FM. Welcome back to our show, folks. That's a few local ads, and I inadvertently have left my list of ads at home. So I'm going to read the ad from our other sponsor in the show, and that's from the Hepcat Hoppers, which provide Wardley Region with weekly live and DJ dance parties, group swing dance lessons, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live jazz every Monday at the 8:30 at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, Regina Street. And if you would like to hear more about the Hepcat Hoppers, go to their website. It is www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Or as Elmer Fudd would say, wubba you, wubba you, wubba you.
So that's good. I remember Elmer Fudd. That was way back in the day, wasn't it? Oh, my. So, okay, folks, you're back. We're not in 11 o'clock hour for the 100.3 CKMS Swing Jazz and Blues show. This is your host, Jeff Steger, and my co-host is John Layden. Hi, John. Thanks.
Hey, Jeff.
All right. And our guest tonight is Jimmy Prevost.
Hello.
So you're surviving. You're going to hang around for a while, Jim, I hope?
Yeah, I'll stick around, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to regale us with
some
more.
We can talk about jazz or blues or, you know, starting off, it's no secret. Anybody that knows me knows that we started off, my family and I, my siblings and I, through the Children's Aid. We're all raised in the Children's Aid. I wound up on the streets doing drugs and booze. And when music was introduced to me and dancing, jiving, it was just a whole new world for me.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful, refreshing way to do something positive, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've always enjoyed it. And then, of course, when swing dancing, Lindy Hop, Charleston, and so on came along, I really got into it. It was thoroughly enjoying.
Yeah, that's good fun, isn't it? It was people just having fun for the sake of fun.
Yeah, just a wild passion is what I'd call it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It just sucks everyone in, too. It's
most fun you can have with your clothes on.
I know you alluded to being brought up in Ottawa and Montreal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Ottawa. Yeah.
Colorful past, and actually, there was mention of you did an article for the Ottawa Citizen one time.
Well,
a
year ago, what happened was when I was young, in my teens.
Yeah.
I was in and out of jail a few times, and one of those times, I guess the last time, my lawyer wanted me to go to see this new agency called the Youth Services Bureau in Ottawa. And they were brand new. I had had enough of agencies with the Children's Aid and so on. So I didn't want to go, but he insisted. And I said, look, if I go to this agency once, will you be happy? And he said, yes, I will. So I went, and I wound up meeting a guy named Morris Egan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Morris Egan is 89 now. And we're still friends. I wound up living with him and his family for a year. And this article that was done was actually for the Youth Services Bureau. They had their 50th anniversary a year ago, November. And they wanted to find their first client. Well, that was me.
No way.
Yeah, they were in a house then down in the Glebe area, I think. And they had three rooms on one floor. They now have 26 buildings in Ottawa. It's a huge organization. So we went down for their 50th anniversary, and the Ottawa Citizen came along and did that article. It was a front-page article on myself and Morris Egan, the guy that who was their first president. So.
Do you know, there must be a lot of people who were just like yourself who found a lot of wisdom and help and smarts in Morris Egan. He's retired now, I think, right?
Yeah, he's almost 90, and we're good friends. We're in touch all the time. I was out there to see him. He lives in Vancouver now. On the Sunshine Coast. So I was out there to see him again this summer.
Now, it's a little bit it's off the swing topic, but I remember you yourself have helped out in a similar thing. That I remember you were bringing young people over from Ireland?
Oh, no, that was sort of an exchange thing. It wasn't always an exchange. Sometimes we just opened our house to them.
Yeah.
I worked with probation and parole for 7 years doing volunteer work. And so it kind of went full cycle, you know, from being in jail to getting an award from the Minister of Justice for my volunteer work with youth, young offenders.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally off the subject of jazz, but swing dancing. But
the jazz is its thing, but it's all people doing things and interesting life stories. So our show is much more interesting when we talk about the people, because I think there's probably only so many times you can play C Jam Blues. And then you gotta
that one gets played a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, so that was, what year? That was about 3 or 4 years ago that story came out, right?
A year ago in November.
A year ago in November. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So so you're still doing volunteer work where you can, and probably not as much as you used to, but...
No, I'm having more fun now than I am doing anything. Get out as much as I can. I'm a bachelor now, so if things get boring at all, I just pick the phone up or go online and find out where the dances are or call a friend. I mean, there's so many people in the swing dance scene, and they're all very friendly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're never really alone unless you want to be.
So the other part of your career, of course, has been organizing things like fundraisers and commercials. You were talking about jingles just recently.
Years ago, I used to produce radio jingles. And
do you have any words of advice for our local organizers? You know, they work hard. Boy, you can't thank them enough, the people who do run dances. It's an event. And
you're talking about fundraising?
No, I'm just talking about in general that every time we go dancing, whatever you do now, someone has organized it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of person does that? How, you know, you've seen it from both sides, as volunteering to help something, but also from trying to make a living and being commercial about it.
Well, I'm a promoter and a producer.
Yeah.
So I've made money and lost money.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very risky business. It's like taking 40 grand to the casino and dropping it on the blackjack table.
Yeah.
You put your money up and hope people come to the show. I have had a lot of experience, but I don't have a magic wand. Mm-hmm. Nobody really has the answer. How do you make these shows successful? It's hard work and common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our local organizers, the only words of praise for me for those folks that no one makes any money running swing dances, really, I don't think.
It's
labor of love.
No.
Well, you know, you're right. And you can make money in promoting shows, but it's a gamble, as I said.
Yeah.
And most of the artists that are doing the work on stage aren't going to get rich, you know, unless they get really lucky, eh, John?
Yeah, you need to be really lucky.
Yep. Yeah.
It's probably like the hockey players.
Keep your day job.
It's something you do because you love doing it, not because you're planning on getting rich quick.
No, there's a lot of great musicians. I used to use them when I was producing radio jingles. And I know all the guys that have been doing it for a while in down here and from Toronto, for that matter. And some of them are really good musicians. They're first-call musicians. You'd use them anywhere. And, you know, their wives are supporting them, some of them, because it's just impossible to make a living doing that.
Yeah.
I think the guys who are most content doing it are the ones who have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what would you like to see happen in the swing dance scene here now? We certainly want to give a big thanks to our major scene organizer at this time is probably Hepcap Hoppers.
Dave Trin does an amazing job. Yeah. He's committed and he's determined to make it work, and he does everything he can to see that it's successful. And right now, I'd say David is the driving force behind our whole scene here in Kitchener-Waterloo. He's young, he's energetic, he's smart.
Yep.
And he's got quite a few good helpers behind him to make it work. So I think we've got a very successful scene here, given the size of our city and so on.
We're lucky to have someone to take the bull by the horns and shoulder the biggest part of it. You know, we're blessed that we have a lot of good organizers here. John, you're, for instance, very busy with the University Club or have been a big supporter of that. And it wouldn't be good enough just with one or the other. It's the two or three scenes working together.
Yeah,
they're just a nice bunch of people. You know, the Kitchener-Waterloo dance scene is well respected in cities like Toronto, Montreal, and the larger centers. They're known to be really friendly, not cliquish when people come into town. They're very welcoming. John's a good example of that. He's always been really friendly. And well, I'm, you know, I'm, as I said, I'm the grandpa of the group.
I don't hear that all the time.
Well, you're hearing it now. I'm the grandpa of the group, so they're all kids. I mean, well, I shouldn't say all of them. There's a few 50 pluses in there, but most of them are kids, and not everyone would be welcomed. That's, you know, almost 70. Yeah. A lot of the older people I know say they want to join, right, and they're afraid to join because they're all kids. Yeah. Well, go in and make yourself at home, and they'll welcome you with open arms.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
if you're not at home, it's your fault because they're the most welcoming bunch of kids,
yeah,
and the older adults too. They're all very, very friendly. Yeah. It's kind of like meeting people when you're on holiday. Everybody's in a good mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're away on holidays, everybody wants to be helpful and so on. Well, they're like that here all the time. So come on down.
Yeah.
Well, that's words of wisdom on the scene. I really appreciate you took time to come out tonight, and I'm glad you can hang around with us for a little while tonight.
No problem.
We never know too sure who where guests are going to show up and what's going to happen. So we're now 15 minutes into the 11 o'clock hour. Let's play another tune, and we'll scrounge up some more. Hopefully find some more advertisement and interesting stuff. You're at 100.3 Sound FM. This is your host, Jeff Steger of CKMS Radio. We did hear before this the All That Meat and No Potatoes by Fats Waller. Now we're going to hear one by artist Mose Allen called Don't Forget to Smile. See you shortly.
What you doing? You're on the road to ruin. You know you better watch your step. You're soon gonna be needing help. You won't hear rhyme or reason. You think that's out of season, but don't try to walk away. Not until I've had my say. Remember, baby, back in 58, you tried to tell me you were going straight. Now here we are, 1964. You want me to sit around and take some more. You don't care who you step on. You think you got a secret weapon, but when your luck runs out, you'll know what I've been talking about. Remember, baby, back in 59, you said that everything would be just fine. Now here we are, 1964, you want me to stick around and take some more. You know you can't be trusted, you're bound to wind up busted. And when you're walking your last mile, baby, don't forget to smile.
I was at a
play. Well, we're back. We're at 100.3 Sound FM, and that was Mose Allen. The song was called Don't Forget to Smile. Kind of a nice laid-back, bluesy song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd play a bit more of him sometime. Well, I was going to get Glenn Kritzer on here, wasn't I? That's right. So, well, you guys were certainly covering probably lots of good material while I was busy searching around there.
Oh, we were just catching up a bit. But yep. the nice, slow, bluesy thing is, as you know, Anne has been working on getting the Fratburger dance happening Tell me about that. Blues night.
Tell us about that.
Well, the next one is, I think it's the 23rd. It's a Thursday. It's Thursday the week after Valentine's Day.
What is it?
There's a local restaurant, Frat Burger. They've got a bar, burgers, fries, and stuff. And then we've talked to them, and we come in and push some tables out of the way and play some music. We usually try and get Jeff here to DJ for us.
I'm forever grateful. It's a great night out.
We had our first one on this past January. The next one is week after Valentine's Day. I can't remember the exact number.
Where was I?
It's a Thursday. I don't know where you were.
How come I didn't know about it?
I didn't think you're on Facebook enough.
Yeah, I invite everyone I know that's a swing.
I don't find Facebook all that friendly, by the way, to use. I mean, the surface stuff, but I mean, I find it hard to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure to send something to the list.
Admittedly, I'm a techno idiot, so.
Ramping up to it, because we get a bunch of the university club guys out, because it's nice and close and everything, and it seems to fit their schedule better.
All right.
So
on.
We're going to start teaching some blues in swing club this week to build up to it for the next couple of weeks.
All right on.
Had a few requests for how to dance slow, because they've been getting all this Lindy instruction, and what do you do when a nice blues song comes on?
Jeff, when are we having another band party?
Oh, we'll do that next summer again.
I thought I was thinking of I have to go to Cuba for my grandson's wedding. Bonehead's having a wedding in June in Cuba.
Jeez.
Anyway, I love the guy, so I'm going. But I was going to have a party at Stickley Farm for my 70th, make it a big swing dance.
Yeah, that would be great.
Remember we had to dance out there for the, what did we hit? The
we had a couple of exchanges.
Yeah, we did a few. We had Pig Roast.
The first one had the big Pig Roast.
Jeff Benoit had the Pig Roast out there.
That was funny.
Huge success. We had a lot of fun.
Remember he was trying to cut up the pork afterwards just very daintily, and he just said, just put the gloves on and just take it
apart. Right, that's right. Yeah.
There was so much pork left after that.
Yeah.
They were eating it for the next few days and eventually just had to
freeze it.
Lose some of it, too.
That's a great place for a dance, though, because all the band members do remember the acoustics are so nice in a big old open space like a barn, because it doesn't have an echo. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
I remember Douglas Watson, those guys thinking, this is a great place to record. They just
We even had it in the rain once, and it was great. It was just fine.
Yeah, you've got all the shelter you need. Yeah.
And bring all our barbecues out. We had about five barbecues going, and I did some of the barbecuing.
We should get this figured out soon. Like, summer is just about, even if this weather's
crazy. Yeah, okay. I'd say I won't have time to do mine in July like I wanted to, but I'd be looking at maybe August. Are you going to have one in your barn?
Yeah, I think the years that we had the dance at Stackley's, I wouldn't have one at the farm, because it's once a year is enough usually.
Oh, okay.
I could have done.
But it's my birthday.
I could do a couple a year.
Well, then maybe we better have a couple.
We'll have one in June at your barn.
Yeah,
Then we'll have one in August out at Stackley.
Well, it's good to organize to get ahead. Figure out ahead of time.
Well, we can talk about that over coffee.
We're going to have so much fun. It's scary in 2012, eh?
Oh, man.
Well, let's play another tune here. I've been looking around for some Glenn Kritzer, and it's Glenn Kritzer and the Syncopators, and these are the ones that are performing out there at the Eureka, California Lindy Exchange. So let's play a tune from them, and we'll be right back. And you're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio, your best and only community radio station. Shortly, folks, here
Coffee-less
we go.
Coffee-less radio.
Thank you.
Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days, you'll be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You'll miss my kissing. You'll miss my loving, baby, when you're away. You'll be so lonely, just for me only. For you know, little mama, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know you'll grieve me. You'll miss your little red hot papa, mama, some of these days.
Hi, this is Naomi Uyama. I'll be singing and dancing my way into Waterloo for the very first time, November 21st, with the Gordon Webster Band. You are listening now to CKMS 100.3.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night, starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca. Yeah.
Holy smokes, who is that person again?
That's a really nice voice he has.
That's Shady Nook. Sounds pretty shady to me.
That's pretty shady stuff.
It sounds pretty shady to me.
It's this forest-grown beef.
This is the real deal, bro. This is good stuff. Well, folks, you're here at 100.3 CKMS Radio, and I've been corrected. It is your community radio station.
Oh, no, Jimmy's the one that said the coffee list.
Oh, okay.
One.
I thought you...
I see CKMS, coffee list radio. You should have a coffee for us here, man.
Oh, no, coffee. I know coffee, that's
yeah.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
How much trouble would that be to put a coffee pot on here, man?
Now, to say the least, folks, our studio here is very humble.
Sparse.
It looks more like somebody's garage. And I bet you there's a coffee machine out there somewhere, right? Is there a coffee machine out there somewhere? We don't know, maybe.
Under all the clutter, how would you find it? I haven't had the maid in today, have
I? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice stuff. I just was handed some CDs here from one of our station persons, and it looks pretty interesting. Maybe we'll get to play some of that stuff. So, folks, we're talking about swing, blues, and jazz, and we've covered the announcements with exchanges coming up, and we've had a nice little short radio interview with Jessica Wagner from the Lindy Exchange out there in Eureka, California, which is March 21st, and some of our local things. And we've been talking here with John and Jimmy about the scene, how it's been, the people involved, how it makes you want to dance. You guys taking lessons these days at all, or any interest in something?
I'm not. John's a teacher. He can teach lessons, but I'm not taking lessons right now. But as we discussed earlier, I wouldn't mind looking into maybe some West Coast and Balboa.
And John, yeah. Are you
well, since I teach, I try and keep my skills up, but it gets pricier because I tend to have to go to all these workshops and stuff. But funds run low eventually.
Yes.
But yeah, the I do my best to keep up to date and dance with good dancers and brush up on my skills and spend a lot of time planning those lessons too. It's incredible how much time that can eat up.
When you sit down with the club executive at the university club, you're probably going to decide just who and what and where, and you're going to say, well, we're going to have this beginner portion of it. We're going to have something that's a bit more of a challenge.
Yeah.
How do you go about just picking a lesson, schedule and agenda for a term at the university?
Well, university club is really unique in doing the lessons there because at a studio, you've got people and they come and they pay, so they're committed to showing up 6 weeks in a row. But at the university, we have really, really affordable lessons. It's $20 a term. For all the lessons. There are 10 weeks of lessons.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah, we do intermediate lessons as well as beginner ones. So when they're doing $20 for the term, there's less of the financial necessity of getting all of the money in, right. And then we have it on weekends, and some people go home and see their families one weekend or another, or there are dance events. So I put a lot of effort into making sure that the lessons are drop-in style, so that if someone misses a couple of weeks, they can come in and still keep up with everyone else. People end up joining the club 3 or 4 weeks into the term, and we have to ramp them up to speed. And so it does take some work like that. Whenever I go to these workshops and stuff, I always pay attention. I always try and get in on some of the beginner lessons and see how other people do it to do that. And then for the intermediate, I kind of put that in quotes because it's for people that are more dedicated, really. So if people are coming back from a second term, they'll do that. We usually do a few more dances. Charleston gets in there. We've been doing Balboa blues, some solo jazz stuff, and a bunch of really interesting Lindy Hop. Every term, it's completely different what we end up doing. And because we get some of the same people back over and over again. And then I also want to, one of the nice things about doing different dances is when you're starting a new dance over and over during the term, that means some of the people in the beginner class that just started that are really dedicated, they can come out to that.
Yeah.
So if you play your cards right, you get 21 hour, actually they end up being more like 1 hour 15 minute dance lessons for $20
for the students.
For the students.
How come us seniors don't get a break like that?
Well, you should talk to Dave Trin does something with the Hepcat.
Wing 404.
The 404.
Oh, at the wing. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But go on.
Yeah. No. The problem is we get free studio space because we're a campus rec club. So that's how we can make it so affordable.
Right, right.
Because it's exec teaching it, we save costs of teaching. I take a serious cut to what I would normally charge at a studio. Just because I want to encourage the club to go on. That's where I started.
Supporting the scene,
absolutely. And it's where I started.
That's where your heart is.
Exactly. Sure. And then the only problem is because we're with Campus Rec, and which we need to do to get the studio space when we need it and everything, it's members only for the university.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we can get, faculty can join and alumni can buy a membership and join in that, but...
Right. No outsiders. Eh?
Yeah, no outsiders.
No seniors allowed.
Oh, seniors are allowed. They just have to be alumni or faculty.
Have to put us out to pasture.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate, because I know a lot of friends of mine out in the Waterloo would love to join in and
all
take
we get
some
is
lessons.
Shit and abuse. Can you say shit on the radio?
You can say it quickly.
It's not one of the seven words, I don't think.
I'm just kidding. I've been treated. I have nothing to complain about on the dance scene. I've always been treated well. Yeah. I'm just having fun here.
Well, that's good to hear, and I can attest to that. I've had a lot of fun over the years too. So. All is well in the swing scene in Kitchener Waterloo.
In dance world, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that place down on the waterfront in Toronto?
The Palais?
The Palais Royal.
Oh, yeah.
We never seem to...
No, there aren't many dances there anymore.
Well, in the wintertime, really nothing much to offer there. Yeah. But in the summertime, they've got that beautiful outside patio overlooking the Burlington Harbor, the lights, and...
Even in the winter, it's really nice. Yeah. And
have you been in it in the winter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I was in that performance troupe, shows there. And... It's it gets booked a lot, so
yeah, it does,
I'm sure.
Well, keep
it's,
us informed then, because
it gets booked a lot for like just general corporate gigs and stuff like that. It's hard to get in there. I'm sure you have to call way in advance, and
especially if you want a weekend.
Yeah, and it's one of those gambles where you need to make sure you get enough people coming in to afford
all these the popular places are all booked way up.
Yeah,
I tried to get into the Center in the Square for a show.
Mm-hmm.
To put a show on there.
Yeah.
3 years they're booked up in weekends.
3 years.
Yeah, if you want a weekend, Friday or Saturday. So we picked January 31st. We're doing a fundraiser for the cardiac clinic.
Oh, good.
2,200 seats. We got a lot of tickets to sell, but we'll do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's 2,200 seats. That's how many people they can fit in that place?
Yep, 2,200. I've done it before.
Oh,
wow.
I didn't think it was that big.
I guess.
What do you think would work best? This is totally off the topic of what you're doing here, but what do you think would work best? The Grand Ole Opry or the Ultimate Variety Show? I've asked that to several people, and it's a real split. I think most people going for the Grand Ole Opry because...
It has the name.
Because it's nobody else is doing it around here.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody. So, but either one might work. You think the Grand Ole Opry...
I'm leaning towards Grand Ole Opry. It sounds good.
Whichever one would work best is what I'm asking. Yeah.
So this like super variety show, is that like
everything like the Ed Sullivan Show, but like only much bigger.
Steroids or something, or what?
Yeah, kind of. You got dogs on there doing tricks.
If you had Topo Gigio, I'd be there.
We can have Topo Gigio. We've done him. We have him on screen, but with the Ed Sullivan Show that we've done that. Anyway, we're getting back to swing music here.
That's good. Well, maybe we should play a tune here. It's about 25 minutes to the hour, so we'll play a tune here and get our brains back into one piece. It's been a lot of fun, and we're having a lot of fun here. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, 100.3 Sound FM, your best community radio station in Kitchener-Waterloo. And with me tonight is John Layden and Jimmy Prebo. We'll be right back.
One of the few people to say my name.
Drive me home, baby. I've been sitting here too long. Drive me home, baby. I've been in this joint too long. Well, it's late and it's raining, and closing time's come and gone. Drive me home, baby. I hope you won't be mad. Drive me home, baby. I hope you won't be mad. 'Cause I spent my last dollar just to pay the tab. Got some money
And I can tell you got the time. But all I'm really asking, can you just give me a ride? Oh, drive me home, baby. Just take me to my pad. I got spiders in my pockets, and I can't afford a cab. Can you just give me a ride? Oh, drive me home, baby. Just take me to my pad. Cause I spent my last dollar and I can't afford a cab. Cause I spent my last dollar and I can't afford a cab.
Oh, I thought it was.
Hi, we're back. Well, we just about lost some of our stuff on our bulletin board here. I was fiddling around looking for the station letters here, and I knocked down the CRTC guidelines for a community radio station. That can't be good. I'm not getting in trouble for that.
No.
So what are you guys doing this next weekend swing? Are you you're going to go Monday night again? And
definitely. I go every Monday unless I'm out of town.
You and Wednesday nights, haven't seen you out for a bit. You were out last week.
I was out this past weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, is there anything on this weekend, John, that people can do? Or?
Oh, well, there's like a swing dance in right? Quebec, it's... yeah, and there's always Toronto.
Oh, is that this weekend they're going? Like, this is a weekend Turlock and them go down to Quebec, is it?
Yeah, it's, okay. It's a workshop weekend.
Yeah.
I was thinking of going, but it doesn't fit with my schedule, sadly. Same with Anne and a few other people I know, but
am I just imagining? But are you guys got a dance plan for the end of term here already? It's a little too early yet in February to talk about it. I don't know if you
planning hasn't started on it.
Like once a year, it's that's
we're
quite
not
a,
sure.
You have the Christmas one, and
yeah, it's nice. It's nice to do one at the end of every term, but. Mm-hmm. Depends on club finances and everything, right?
Yeah.
We had a couple of ones which just scheduling ended up being the worst. Like everyone ended up being away that weekend everything.
That's rough when that happens.
Yeah, and you especially don't want it when it's such a small community that you're marketing to.
No, I've been there with some of the shows I've done.
Yeah, so we're going to look into it, but. Not keeping my hopes up. We will be doing some movie nights with some friends, though. Mm. People that know me might get an invitation to my house to watch a Hell's a Poppin' or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's a fun old one. I kind of like that. You know, on Monday nights have been playing. Do you ever watch those, Jim, at the back? They have the screen up and they show old swing movies. And
old vintage films of swing dancing.
Yeah.
It's such a hoot. You know, it's kind of fun to check it out when you're dancing, but you could spend some time watching all, if you had to watch all those movies from back then. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Do you remember any movies back that had a lot of dance in it?
I can't.
There's so many, but I can't. I can remember, like, you know, Jimmy Avalon, Beach Bang.
Oh, yeah. Stuff, Elvis's movies were all music, but they were so lame.
Those were all such cookie-cutter movies.
They're
the Frankie
really bad.
And... What are their names?
Frankie and Johnny? That's a swing dance.
No.
You're not thinking of Frankie Valli. Frankie Lane?
Frankie Avalon, wasn't it?
There was a pair in those beach movies.
Yeah. No, I can't say I remember exactly. No.
Yeah.
Of course, I was... doing a lot of booze and drugs back in those days. I don't remember much of anything. So.
Yeah.
Apparently, I had fun. The way my body's worn out, I think I did.
Well, it was okay. You have so much energy, and people are glad to see you, and so friendly. So, yeah. Life is a funny old dog. It's many things.
You never know what's exactly around the corner, do you?
No.
You just never know. And yeah, that's the shocker when you get older. You just learn to never say never, because you just don't know what's around the corner, man. You never know.
Nothing local that I know of until Monday Night Dance, and then there's definitely the Hamilton Dance.
Thing at the Idlewise that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a fundraiser. This week? Yes, it is. It's a Saturday, I think.
Yeah, I've got a ticket stuck in my handy dandy wallet here, and I could dig it out and see what it is. But that's a good
one. And
then
there is the link, and if you want to get some good jazz music, there's always the Jazz Club at the Hoother Hotel.
Oh, right. Yeah, I just heard about that recently.
Yeah, I heard that. Unfortunately, they don't have a dance floor there. So if you're planning on going and dancing,
that's frustrating. If you're a dancer and you go to a place that has good music, and you can't dance, man, just find a rope.
It's a little morbid.
Pretty hopeless. Well, I think that nice ticket here. Did you? I think that's. I think there's something else going on. Oh, you got your glasses with you.
Miss Angel and the Home Wreckers.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
The Crystals? What's that word?
It's the Chrysalids Theater, proud to present Miss Angel and the Homewreckers.
Yeah.
At the Chrysalids Theater, that's in Kitchener.
I thought it was at the Edelweiss.
And it's...
there's something there, too.
And it's Saturday, February 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 p.m.
Now, the Chrysalids used to be the old, it used to be a movie theater,
that's
right?
So that's a different one than the one we were just talking about.
Up on Ontario Street, you know?
Yeah, it's on Ontario Street. I haven't been there myself. Yeah.
Are you going to that?
No, I'm going to enjoy a nice quiet weekend because I've been, there was Tux 2 weeks ago, Toronto Exchange, and then there was Steve and Caitlin's birthday party that I had to go. I've known them for 5 years really well. Yeah, slept on their couch and everything.
Oh, yeah. She was there the other night.
A different Caitlin.
Yeah. Oh, different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, and...
there's a lot of wisdom in that, you know. If you had a lot of busy weekends, it's maybe a good idea to sit still.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy
it. Is there going to be dancing at this thing with Miss Angel?
Well, there's barely... If it's the place I think it is...
It's downstairs across from St. Mary's High School on the side street, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. That was an old movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that sounds right.
I don't use any dancing there. I'd be surprised if there is.
I would too if it's the same. Unless they,
I'll go to the Idlewise if I go.
You get up in the aisles and do a little jig.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't throw you out for doing that.
No.
As long as you keep your clothes on.
Well, it is the most fun you can have with your clothes
that's
on.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, as you were saying earlier, yeah, sure. Well, there should be some actually, just swing dancing. Has my mind gone blank? There's got to be,
workshop event weekend has their own, has a slogan for it usually.
There's the whole can swing it and all of these puns.
So here's a trivia thing. Where did the word cut a rug come from? That sounds like it could be Lindy Hoppin.
Dancing.
The Savoy Theater, they didn't have a dance floor. They only had rugs. This was back in the dance scene. when Lindy was born. They didn't have any wooden floors. They only had rugs. They kept ruining the rugs.
So they just had to cut them out.
Yeah, they just cut them out. There you are.
Nothing but facts on the radio.
What else you want to know? What else you want to know?
Well,
I used to know everything, but I forgot a couple of things.
Yeah. No, I like that cutting a rug description. That was the Savoy Ballroom. It's got to be true.
It's a pain dancing on carpet, so.
I get it.
It's no worse than dancing at O'Brien's. Boy, that floor, doesn't matter what shoes you're wearing, that floor is just so
pretty,
sticky.
Sticky underneath,
so you can't spin.
Yeah, it's that spin. Or you've got salt on it. Or
I don't know. Somebody should talk to them about making it a little more welcoming.
You guys will get this. You go out to some place and you want to do some dancing, right? And you'll say, is there a place to dance here? And the organizer say, oh, yeah, dance in that grass or that carpet and off in the corner. and, you know, as a dancer, you know, this is...
They're obviously not dancers that say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No idea.
One thing that I always found annoying was a lot of people that organize shows love smoke machines or fog machines.
Oh, yeah.
And I know none of the singers or musicians like them, none of the dancers like them, but there's almost always one of these fog machines choking up everyone.
Well, they do work for effect, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you don't want to do pyrotechnics, that's the next best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's just a shame, though, you know, and I get it, you know, they don't really want to have, like, the dancers, if they're dancing, that means they're not eating or drinking, so it's kind of hard to set aside space, valuable space in the club for...
Yeah, I have a little problem with that, you know, I don't know why people come out. I understand we're not drinkers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are, most of the dancers are not heavy alcohol drinkers.
Yeah.
But, you know, buy a bottle of water or something. I just think it doesn't look good for us when they go in and don't eat, don't drink anything. You sit there, and I won't name any names, but I see a few people doing that when we go out to the bars.
Yeah.
It really bothers me, you know.
Yeah,
They're not charities, they're businesses.
Yeah. I've always come to dancing just as much for socializing as for the actual dancing.
Yeah,
so I enjoy sitting down with a drink and maybe a little bit of food and talking with people.
Well, I do now. I didn't in the beginning. I used to come just for the dancing because I was so on fire for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, if a song came on, I remember going to the still and a song came on, a really good song, and there was one girl left. Everybody went on the dance floor, and I said, oh, come on, we got to do this. And she goes, no, I really don't feel like it. I was so mad I left. I just went home. I just had to dance.
Now that's a passion for dance.
Now it wouldn't do that to me. I mean, you know, I've had so many years of really good dancing that I can wait one out now. But I still love it. And I go as much now to socialize as I do to dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good story. I like that. It's true. I can remember just thinking like that. You know, the song came, let's dance, you know. And just a hoot.
Yeah.
So, those were the days. Well, let's play another tune here before we get to our last 10 minutes here, folks. You're at 100.3 Sound FM. And with me tonight is John Layden and Jimmy Preble. And so we'll play a tune here. This we had played a song called Drive Me Home, Baby, and now we'll play one by Professor Longhair. And this is Every Day I Have the Blues.
Familiar
Tongue. See you shortly. Thank you.
Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Folks, we're here at the last 5 minutes of the Swing Jazz and Blues shows. We're the meat and the sandwich between hip-hop with the Fresher Drop and hip-hop with DJ Camille at 12 o'clock. And we're glad to be here, and we're having a lot of fun. And with me tonight is my co-host, John Layden. And my guest, special guest tonight, is Jimmy Preble. So we're into the last bit of the show tonight, fellas. Anything else we want to talk about before we switch over and play out a few tunes before DJ Camilo comes on at 12?
Well, the Gordon Webster there reminded me, coming up, I always forget if it's April or March, but there's a big dance in Toronto, Frankie Manning tribute dance. A few years ago, Frankie Manning died, and they started up a foundation to promote Lindy Hop and everything, and it's a nice, large fundraiser dance.
Frankie Manning being the founder of Lindy.
Pretty much, yeah. Way back in the 30s
Inventor.
And 40s. Yep. And he and largely was hugely influential in it coming back, too. He was teaching right up until just before he turned 95.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Gordon Webster is playing at that. Always great when he comes to Toronto. And then Norma Miller, who was actually one of Frankie's partners way back.
I recognize that name, right. Okay.
Yeah. She's one of these old dancers, too, and she's going to be there. And I'm sure a lot of the big Lindy nerds are going to be swooning over her presence. But
right on.
Should be a lot of fun.
That'll be fun.
That dance, yeah.
I also want to say, well, no matter how old you are, what age you are, if you're not dancing, get out there and learn how. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're never too old.
Those are words for wisdom tonight, folks. I hope you've enjoyed our show tonight. We're going to just play a few more songs, and before we're out of here, I'll put the computer over and give DJ Camille to have a chance to roll up to the table here and spin his magic online. You're at the community radio station, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And once again, Jimmy, thanks for coming out.
My pleasure.
And John.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out again, too. It's great to have a co-host and get things lined up and press some buttons, and we'll get fancy next time and maybe try some other great devices.
Yeah, maybe do
here.
A call-in show or something.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So, okay, folks, that's it for us. We're out of here. DJ Camilla next. We're going to play a song by Eddie Burns, Hello, Miss Jessie Lee, and maybe the legendary blues band with a song called Without Her. We're out of here. Take care. Have a great week. See you later.
Please take me home with you. Miss Jessalyn, please take me home with you. Just take me home with you, baby. I'll do anything in this world for you. I know you like your whiskey, but don't forget I drank my wine. You love your whiskey, but don't forget I love my wine. If you can tend to your business, might as well tend to mine. I'm going away,
the sea. And then I'm gonna take you home, baby, so you can keep